Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
The first thing I would like to ask is, we have heard in the last day or so from Dr. Fauci. He says that an antibody test for COVID-19 will be available in the next week or so. What does that mean, and why is it important here?
Yes, antibody tests are important because these detect proteins called antibodies that the immunity system can generate to fight the COVID-19. So if you have an antibody based upon this test, that would mean that someone's protected from getting reinfected. And the other important thing about this is that from a public health perspective, it helps one track how the virus has spread and who's built immunity. So, for instance, you know, it'd be perfect for a frontline healthcare worker or someone who works in the supermarket. You could be able to, if you tested positive with this, you would already have the antibody, so you wouldn't be reinfected again. And I think another important thing about this is that you could track, you know, numbers of people who've been infected, and maybe they've been asymptomatic and they didn't know that they were infected. And it's also key to know this antibody test, the results, so you can see, well, this person could go back to work. This person can go back to doing their normal business and help the economy go back.
And we have heard the term social distancing a billion times lately, but there was a new term that I heard today that jumped out to me, and I think it was social tracking, keeping track of the different people who have been in contact with those who are infected. Are you surprised we haven't heard more of that so far?
Indeed. Europe has been employing this technique for several months, and also South Korea. Some of the countries that have had the so-called the flattening of the curve or lower rates. And what this does is it's like a social network analysis where you look at an infected person and you see, like, who is he or she come in contact with in the last 7 days or 10 days. And you could then collect those names of individuals and then follow up with them to say, hey, did you know that so-and-so tested positive for COVID-19 and you are at high risk of having it?
On the topic of social distancing, you know, it remains what we're all doing right now. Who knows how long we'll be doing it? And is it possible that we could end up having to social distance a lot longer than expected?
From my opinion, I think so, because right now that is the best technique to use to lower the odds of people getting hospitalized, slowing the spread of the disease around, because the way in which this virus spreads so quickly is when so many people come in contact with, especially in mass gatherings or in group settings. So until the even though the data across the country is looking very positive, and especially like in the state of New York and like the state of Ohio, where they've been more aggressive with social distancing, and I think that I wouldn't be surprised that we have it for a bit longer.
In your opinion, would it be a good idea to continue social distancing until a vaccine's available?
I think that's a very good idea. I think that Now it's unclear how long the vaccine will take, and so then there'll be some trade-offs if because the vaccine I think will take some time, even though they're aggressively working on it. Now then that will get to, and that's why it's so key about this antibody work, is that if they can, you know, these simple finger prick tests that can test if you've got the antibody or not, then you could have more assurance that you could go back to work or go back to your normal life. But I think until we have a vaccine, I think most folks will not feel as comfortable. So I think that social distancing will probably last for a little bit.
And one more question when it comes to the antibody testing, Dr. Chumbler. Once this is developed and approved, as we have heard from Dr. Fauci, is this something that will be done automatically with patients when they're diagnosed?
Well, you know, that's a good question. I don't know if that will be so much, but it definitely can be also utilized for people that are not necessarily considered sick right now, because, you know, there's a couple issues. One is individuals have probably had the symptoms, but maybe minor symptoms, but, you know, we don't have enough test kits, so they haven't been validated that they have a case of COVID-19. But I think what's applicable to this is, you know, what if you're sitting around your house now and you don't have any symptoms, but you could have a test positive for the antibody testing, meaning that you've already had it in your system and you were able to fight it off. And so I think it's the best thing for this is for those individuals that aren't necessarily having those, you know, validated cases and the symptoms.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.